When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's sing it with me, C-Man. Oh, it's the holiday season. Yeah, there you go.
BT out today, C-Mac in all for the overnight. 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We'll get to the Yankee calls here. We started the show. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. Started the show talking about the Yankees and the report from Rosenthal that they were not going to go big at first base in all likelihood. And now we get the breaking news. Bob Nightingale had it. I guess Rosenthal says that it's close. Christian Walker, 3-year deal with the Astros for $60 million bucks.
Can I go on a bit of a rant here? Is that all right?
Yes, go ahead.
What? I mean, I love you, Brian Cashman. I'm your guy, and I'm still willing to be your guy. I have no idea why he's not a Yankee right now. I gotta be totally honest with you. I thought this market was supposed to be crazy. That's what we've been hearing for a week, that the market's out of hand. First base, no one wants to go near it. First base is, you know, they don't want to spend the money for first baseman. Like, this is literally, he is not a Yankee because the Yankees didn't want to lose two draft picks. So forget signing anyone else because this is as good a deal as they were going to get. Right? So for a free agent, forget Bregman, forget anybody else who has the qualifying offer attached to him. Forget it. Because if they weren't willing, 3 for 20, $60 million, I thought it was going to be, I thought he was asking for $25, $26, $27 million a year. And that's why nobody wanted to go near him.
I think there is an update here. Sorry.
Okay. Please, please tell me that it wasn't, it was more expensive than
No. I mean, as of now, that's the contract here, but I am seeing another report from Nightingale.
Yeah.
Yankees are now focused on Paul Goldschmidt and Carlos Santana.
Yeah, no, that's it. Those aren't terrible options if the market for the top end free first baseman went crazy. And you were going to find a better deal somewhere else. That's what bothers me. It's not so much that Christian Walker isn't a Yankee. I could have seen them build around it and do different things. I wasn't dead set on Christian Walker. He's an excellent defensive first baseman, which they need. He's a good right-handed bat. He's got some power. He's aging. But he's not a perfect player, but a good player. I would have liked Christian Walker, but Plan B could have still been wildly successful without him. What bothers me is when you get Bellinger. I talked about it. When you get Bellinger, you open yourself up to be flexible to find the best deal to move forward and build the team. You don't need a first baseman now. You got Bellinger if an outfield prospect or an outfield free agent or trade opens up and you can go get him. Or third base opens up or something. Like, you're open to options. Christian Walker and what he brings on a 3-year deal for $20 million is the good deal that opens up.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to get a better deal. Bregman's going to cost you way more money, way longer years. Same thing with Alonso. Now, like, where are you? Is it that right now you haven't gotten rid of the money on Stroman and some other places where you could save some? Is it Hal not going above $300 million no matter what? Is it Cashman not wanting to lose picks? Because this is the deal that now makes sense. I thought earlier today this was a deal that didn't make sense, and that's why they're pivoting. Now, looks like to me, like, they didn't like what was presented.
Well, meaning it was going to be, you thought it was going to be 4 years, 5 years, maybe
right.
$25 million a year.
Well, that's
3 years, $60 million to drop in the bucket. Now, I will say that, and I said this yesterday with BT, I don't think Carlos Santana is a bad pivot
no.
for the Yanks at first base. However, you can't argue the better player. Walker has, you know, he's older too.
Yeah.
But, and, you know, good defensive player, good power.
He's 33, 34. He's not 40.
Right. Santana's going to be 39.
And Goldschmidt's 37.
Santana, 240 a year ago. Now, power in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
Veteran
and he's
presence,
excellent defensively
fielder.
Too. Yeah.
Okay. So fine for 1 year.
Yeah.
Value deal. But
you're punting first base now. You're punting first base.
I mean,
base.
I don't know if I'd say punting.
Yeah, you are.
But what it would really depend to me is what's the hot corner then? If you're going to punt first base to a certain extent and go with Santana, which I'm okay with for a year, I don't love it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind the long... I didn't want the long-term commitment, but geez, 3 years of Walker would have been the home run deal.
Yeah.
I'm okay with Santana, but it's got to be okay. Well, now what's at third base? And by the way, I wouldn't want Goldschmidt at all.
Yeah, I don't mind Goldschmidt. He did have a better second half. He's a former MVP. Him and Judge have a relationship. He's good defensively. I don't hate it. It's similar to Santana. I think you can make the argument Santana... is a better option than Goldschmidt, but I think you can make the same argument the other way. It's not even so much that they might end up with Goldschmidt, like because now, like you said about third base, it's either Jazz Chisholm or someone we're not thinking of because it's not Bregman, it's not someone that's going to cost you money. It's not like
Maybe if they trade,
they'll have to trade.
Well, I don't think
who's the Bohm?
Like
who's
I'm saying I don't think the Yankees are going to sign Bregman, but let's just say they traded Stroman.
Well, they are not signing Bregman.
Well, what if they traded Stroman and figured out a way to shed some of this? I mean, you know.
No.
What?
That's what this deal tells me.
Yeah.
No. Because if they were going to do that, this is the better deal than unless they absolutely love Bregman, which I doubt.
Maybe they like Bregman years. Better. It seems like they did catch
him. Yeah, I'd be very surprised if Alex Bregman comes now. I'd be very surprised. And maybe that's it. Maybe they didn't view Christian Walker as the kind of player worth two picks, and they will view Bregman as the player worth two picks. To me, the Yankees were open to find the deal. And entering today, even in our open, I suspected that Christian Walker must not have been the best bargain, the best deal. They viewed there's other options. When I see this contract, and we still have to make sure this is the contract, but when I see 3 years for $20 million per, to me, that is the deal. That's the one that just fell into your lap. So I'm struggling to understand how they're going to get better, where they're going to pivot. That's going to get them a better player and or a better bargain and another option to go elsewhere than 3 years at $20 million for a first baseman who hits home runs, a very good hitter, and arguably the best defensive first baseman available.
Joe is in Staten Island. What's up, Joe?
So, a few weeks ago they said Lamont Wade Jr. was available, right? So you package Stroman, you take some of his salary, you take on the $5 million that Lamont Wade is due, right, and throw in Ben Rice and maybe, I don't know, another low-level prospect, you get Lamont Wade. Then if you want to be cost-effective and take a low risk, a high potential, high upside, go inside Yoán Moncada for third base.
This is the Yankees we're talking about, right, Joe?
I don't want Moncada. Like, I mean, we're trying to...
Who the hell is Lamont Wade Jr.?
Yeah,
you want him at first base? That guy hit .260 last year. With a robust 8 home runs, he played 117 games.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we looking at there? A OPS of .761.
Yeah,
he's 30 years old, so he'll be 31.
Yeah,
Lamont Wade Jr.
Yeah,
what are we talking about here?
Yeah, I don't know. The Yankees plan B can still be good. And I want to remind all of you, myself included as I'm yelling, I want to calm down because 2 days ago I was very happy with the beginnings of Plan B. Let's just hold on and wait. My only issue is this contract, if it's true, looks like the bargain. It looks like where the market fell into their advantage. I understood Brian Cashman looking for the advantage. Now it feels like this was it. So I'm puzzled and I'm curious where they go next to impact this team. Because I didn't need Christian Walker. He's not someone, Plan B was, like, you were trying to joke with me. I don't know if you're serious or not. Like, I never viewed Christian Walker as a linchpin to Plan B.
I think it was.
Yeah, I never viewed it as that. I never viewed it as that. There's many options to make Plan B effective. Like, if they traded for Kyle Tucker, that would have been a great Plan B instead of this. They could still get Paul Goldschmidt and sign Santander or something. I don't know. Like, I doubt that now. Or get Alex Bregman. Or trade for Alec Bohm. Or trade for Yandy Diaz and Lau from Tampa Bay. And then you have a first baseman and a second baseman. Like, there are still options to make this team good. But I just thought the way they were talking about the first base market, it was out of control. We're not paying this money and the two picks and getting a player we don't even love. Forget first base. It's out of control. And then it comes back to an extremely reasonable contract.
Your official station to talk Giants. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
BT and Sal back on the Fan. C-Mac off the overnight in for BT on this Football Friday. We'll do, or this Holiday Friday, we'll do our football picks coming up in about 15 minutes or so. We want to stick with the Yankees with the breaking news here with Christian Walker off the board now. He is with the Astros. 3 years, $60 million deal, which I'm sure makes Yankee fans a little upset. C-Mac, I know you're upset yourself.
Listen, I'm not upset they didn't get Christian Walker. Mm-hmm. I'm upset at, I thought I understood what plan B was after Bellinger. I thought plan B was, okay, let's find, you know, creative ways to get better. Let's wait for the best deal. I thought the whole talk around first base was that the first base market was out of control. Like, I just thought they were going to find a way to get creatively good here. And I feel like Christian Walker at 3 for $60 is a very good deal.
Right.
I just think that's a good deal. Like, we talked about it immediately. Like, you as a Met fan, even we were just spitballing here, like, man, Pete Alonso, his numbers come way down. Like, this is a contract we didn't expect. Like, we saw Juan Soto get all this money. We saw, you know, I thought Fried got an extra year. Snell got more money than expected. Like, so far, the market's been high, and we heard the same about first base. And within a day of hearing first base market's out of control, he signs a very reasonable contract.
We might have thought this originally.
Yes.
This would be in the ballpark of what he was going to get, which is why I think it was a good fit for the Yankees.
Yes.
Knowing that they weren't going to commit big money long term at that position and what he brings to the table. Defense could run the bases and provide some offense for you.
Yeah.
The fact that he got this at this point and the Yankees didn't get him, I'm actually stunned.
No, I'm stunned too. And two narratives too that, like, I don't know what they're holding first base for. Like, I don't think they're holding for Bellinger. Bellinger's only here for another year max. They're not holding first base open for Bellinger. Whether he could play first, but it's not like, oh, we don't want to sign even for 3 years because Bellinger's going to be first base. And here's the other thing. There is no shot. I firmly believe this, and this is where I'll give you the Steve Cohen bit.
Yeah.
Like, Vladimir Guerrero is going to get targeted by the Mets.
Well, not if they sign Pete to a five-year deal.
I guess that's the only, they would have to wait for that. I don't think they're going to.
I mean, they could move Pete to
I don't think they're going to.
You don't think they're what? Going to go 5 years to Pete?
No.
Yeah, but the problem with that is then who's like, even for the Mets perspective,
Paul
for a second.
Paul Goldschmidt is still
out there. No. See, the Mets, the Mets need a big bat more than the Yankees do, in my opinion. They're built differently. They're not going to have the starting pitching, regardless of how it plays out here, that the Yankees have. They're not going to have the bullpen that the Yankees have. They just brought in Soto. Mm-hmm. You need some protection for him in that lineup. Who's the guy outside of Alonso? You could say that Walker could have been insurance for that.
Right.
He's now off the board. Yeah. If they don't bring back Alonso, it's a butt. You're going to trade for Vlad Guerrero? Sure.
Yeah.
But if outside of trading for Vlad Guerrero Jr., which maybe that is on the table, I don't know, it's got to be Pete. Yeah, if they don't do that, they're screwed. All right, back to the Yankees' perspective, though, on it. Tony is calling from Morristown. What's up, Tony?
Hey, guys. See, Matt, great to hear you during the day.
Oh, thank you, Tony. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so I think with the Yankees, it was clear we're not going to get Walker. I think that between who's on the 40-man, you've got Jazz, LeMahieu, Peraza, Vivas, they're going to sort of plug and play second and third base and then deal with it in July. They've done that so many times in the past, whether it was left field after Gardy left, center field.
Yeah.
I think the AL is weak enough. They're just going to ride it out in July and see who's available.
They might
get a stopgap like Goldschmidt at first base. I don't love it, but
they're definitely, and thank you very much. They're not done. That's for sure. They're going to get, I think, two more players. Now, they're not going to be the caliber we want, but I hope Cashman, and I know he is, you could still do things at the trade deadline. And you want to save some money, you want to save some prospects, fine. The trade deadline, you mentioned Gardy, that's forever ago. The trade deadline is dramatically different since the lockout than it's ever been. There are so many, and you talk about the American League, think of how many teams, because of the American League being down, think of how many teams in the American League are going to be in it to be a playoff team. There are so many more teams willing to make moves. Like, that's why I wanted to get Tucker at the start of the year, because, like, how many guys are going to be in for Tucker right now? A full year, what it's going to take, paying him the full year, knowing he might leave. come the middle of the season for a short rental and what that return costs, that opens it up to half the freaking league would be willing to do that. The trade deadline is an impossible way, and we've seen it already. Montas and some of the different, like, you can't treat the trade deadline the way you used to treat it because of the amount of teams that are going to be going after it. They don't even know. At this point, they should move the trade deadline further down the year. So many teams are still in it, don't want to sell, haven't made that decision yet. We saw Bellinger 2 years ago, was on the market. The Cubs went on a 5-game winning streak. Oh, we can't sell them because that's how many teams are still in it come playoff time.
Mike,
deadline time.
Sorry, see, Mike is in Westchester. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's going on? What about moving Bellinger over to first and going after Profar for left field?
Yeah, I mean, moving Bellinger to first base is absolutely a more and more likely option by the day.
I'd be shocked at that. Here's the thing. Profar's whatever, but the outfielders, the reason why I think Bellinger's going to end up in center field the majority of the time, or if they decide, because if they decide left field is tougher at Yankee Stadium defensively, they want the better defensive outfielder out there, and you have Dominguez in center, fine. But there are no other good outfield options. You can find first base options. They may not be as appealing as Walker, but there are plenty of options at first, and maybe even more so at third than there are on the outfield.
No, I mean, obvious ones, yes. Free agent ones, yes. I don't know what kind of trade moves could be made, but I don't disagree with you. And plus, the other thing about it, as good as he might be defensively at first base, you got him because partly of how athletic he is. I mean, you ruin his athleticism, how good he is defensively on the outfield. To your point, you're not going to get a better defensive outfielder. He could play center field. You put him in left field at the Yankee Stadium, he helps you a lot there. So I don't love moving him to first necessarily, but anything's on the table right now.
Steve is in Bayside. What's up, Steve?
What's up? I have absolutely no problem with this whatsoever. First of all, Walker's numbers versus fastballs declined last year. At the age of 34, the last time I remember the Yankees trading for a guy that age whose numbers were declining against fastballs, his name was Josh Donaldson.
Yeah, well, this is going to be signing him. And Josh Donaldson, again, this guy's had a good track record. He's had a good year last year and 2 years ago.
Did Josh Donaldson.
He had like an 800 OPS. I understand that.
Guy
fell off the cliff. What are you going to never sign another guy? It's a 3-year deal. Well,
no, but at that age, you have to be careful. Look, I mean, I think this tells us a few things.
Steve, you know who they're going to replace him with, though, right? I agree with you with the age. You know, you heard the two guys they're trying to replace him with, right?
Well, no, I think they're going to platoon with Goldie and Ben Rice and let Ben Rice be the guy that they can move forward with.
Goldschmidt's going to be 37.
He was terrific against left-handers last year. Look at his splits.
He's 37 years old. I mean, Goldschmidt has fallen off a cliff. He's nowhere. Goldschmidt is worse than Rizzo was when they first got Rizzo.
Second half, he was good. And his numbers were good all year against lefties. You can platoon with Goldie. Here's the thing. Look, if this offseason has shown us anything, Brian Cashman likes to have his payroll flexibility and likes to have his roster flexibility. And you have guys, you could still go out and get a outfielder at any position right now. And then, you can have, I'm sorry?
Who? What are you talking about outfield? They're not getting another outfielder.
You can go get an outfielder right now and then switch.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Second of all, you have to think not just about this year, but in the future too. You know, a couple of years ago when the Yankees picked up Giancarlo Stanton, I couldn't argue with the deal at the time. But then what that meant was a couple of years down the road, they didn't have a spot for Bryce Harper, payroll-wise and roster-wise. It's not just about next year. You have to think longer term than that.
It's a 3-year deal.
Yeah,
they're not signing an 8 or 9 year deal. It's 3 years.
And also, if you were thinking longer at the time like I was, then you wouldn't have liked the Giancarlo Stanton move because it was redundant. At that time, Stanton could actually play the outfield. Mm-hmm. But it was still a big, hulking, power, right-handed fielder, essentially. And now Stanton, and really since the trade, he hasn't been the same player, and he's been hurt all the time. And yes, it did prevent them from making other moves that would have fit the team better. I don't think it's the end of the world that the Yankees lost out on Walker.
Agreed.
But it can't be the age. Oh, yeah, let him go for the age. When you're looking at the other options, Goldschmidt at 37, who's on a clear decline. I don't care about his splits.
Yeah.
He's on a clear decline. Or Carlos Santana at age 39.
Right. Well, the thing is, that's a 1-year thing, and they readdress first base next year.
Judge has to be moved to first, though, eventually. No? He's not going to play the outfield for. He's 33.
Why? What is this? I don't understand why we're getting Judge off of. I want him out of center field, but I you don't have to take him off the field just yet.
No, but you want to protect him because he's such an offensive force.
I understand that.
That you want to do everything in your power to maintain his offensive production, which would mean either DHing him more regularly or having him at first. They can't DH him more regularly now because of Stanton.
Yeah.
I mean, moving him first, whatever.
You could DH him and do that in 2 or 3 years when Stan's contract's up in 3 years.
You think they could sign Vlad Guerrero Jr.?
They could. I don't think there's anything that prevents them. I don't think Vlad won't play for the Yankees. The only thing that scares me, and I want to make this clear, I don't want to make this a Met Yankee thing. There are a few free agents that would scare me. I think Vladimir Guerrero is the perfect guy that Steve Cohen will again treat it similar to Juan Soto and wouldn't be denied. I can't treat every free agent like that. I'm not scared. Yeah. His age, just the idea, him and Soto together, young, you could give him a long contract. You'll afford to outbid.
You'll know that, though, this year. If the Mets bring back Pete for 5 years,
then they're done with that. Yeah.
And then I wouldn't think they're going to move Alonso to DH next year.
So if they sign Alonso, then yes, next year they can absolutely target.
If they don't sign Alonso, then I think the Mets are going to go hard after Guerrero.
100%. Which, I don't think the Yankees would win because I don't think the Yankees would be willing to go where they went for Juan Soto.
Steve was caller of the day. Caller of the day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey. And by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. When we come back, we'll give our perfect parlay pick segment week 19 and also get to your calls on Christian Walker now. Being off the table for the Yanks. C-Mac in for BT. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Your official station to talk New York Rangers. Score! The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, today's football picks are brought to you by Elect. 825, building our future. And by London menswear brand, Charles
Turwitt.
Charles Turwitt. I should know that. Everyone knows the Turwitt family.
I wear them all the time at SNY.
Shop your new favorites at ctshirts.com.
In the
believe when they pay. It is the perfect parlay pick segment, week 16. BT is out, but he has sent me his picks. He is the leader, 230 points. I have 180 in second place. Hoff, last year's champion, is in third with 140. Winner gets to pick the costumes that the two losers have to dress up in. Last year it was Doink and Goldust, so we look forward to seeing what happens there. I got 3 weeks to catch BT. All right, so hit me with BT, and C-Mac is going to fill in, obviously not for BT necessarily, but he'll give his own perfect parlay here. All right, Dovey, hit me with the music. That's what BT would usually say.
Dovey! Zoo is in
for, there you go. Zoo is in for Dovey today. BT sent me his picks. Cardinals minus five. He sent me 4.5, but the line is 5, so we got to go off of that.
Yeah, I had it 4.5, too.
Cardinals minus 5, and he's got the Eagles and Commanders over 45.5. I'll get to the straight-up picks in a little bit. So BT going for a two-teamer, looking to keep things moving here. Two teams worth 25, three-team worth 50, four-team worth 100. BT has the Cards minus 4.5 and the Eagles, Cards minus 5 and the Eagles and Commanders over 45.5. C-Mac, what do you got?
Well, I mentioned it with Nick. I love Pittsburgh at plus 6.5. This is one of the best rivals in the sport. They play close games. I love Pittsburgh's defense. This is a tough divisional game in the cold in December. Give me Pittsburgh plus 6.5. This is my jam right here.
What is it?
This is the pause music.
For the Bond
for James Bond.
Good call, guys.
This song is...
All right, there you go. All right, don't let's not get too distracted. Yeah, I know we're trying. Get back on track.
I'm also with BT on the Cards minus 5. They run the football, and Carolina can't stop the run. I know Carolina's been better in the last handful of weeks, but I love James Conner. I love this run offense. They are an up-and-down team that sometimes can play down the competition, but I just think they're better than the Panthers, and I expect them to run the football, keep control of this game. So give me the Cards minus 5.5, and then I'm going to take the Lions minus 6.5. I know how many injuries they have defensively, but this Lions team, and the one thing about this coach, besides, you know, doing ridiculous things on fourth down and onside kicks, what he does is he gets the team ready. And I think he is going to sell this team on everybody has counted us out. We're no longer the best team in the conference. We have too many injuries, blah, 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 blah. Even losing Montgomery hurts, but their run game is still dangerous with Gibbs. So I think he's going to have this team ready to go out and take on a broken, in many ways, Bears team in this division and go out and lay the wood and try and establish themselves back as the best team in the conference. So give me Pittsburgh plus 6.5, Cardinals minus 5, Lions minus 6.5.
All right, there you go. Hoff, what do you got? You're trying to get back in this thing here. What do you have for us in week 16? Oh, Contra.
Come on. Professional, yeah. Are we? All right, listen, just really quickly, I'm not going to give explanations. You know why I do things, because I'm a nut. I'm going 4 picks because I need that 100. Simple. Detroit minus 6.5 at Chicago. Minnesota minus 3 at Seattle. Is that right?
Yes. Minnesota's at Seattle.
And then these two may shock you. New York Giants plus 8.5 at Atlanta. Mm-hmm. New York Jets plus 3 versus the Rams.
You're taking the Jets?
Yes.
Do it.
Oh, my God. What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Hit me with the good stuff, Zoo. I need a win. Badly. I cannot lose to BT. I mean, I would have said that to his face, but especially that he's not here. I cannot lose to BT in the perfect parlay pick segment. We both lost to Hoff last year. I got to get a win. Only a few weeks left to do it. I'm going three-teamer right now. I honestly don't love a lot of games. Last week I did, and I missed an opportunity. Give me Seattle plus 3 at home over Minnesota. I know Geno Smith has a banged-up knee. He still said he expects to play. I just think that's a weird spot with the Vikings. As good as the Vikings have been, and they have been great, laying 3 points on the road in Seattle to a very good Seahawks team. Give me Seattle. I'll take my chances. Assume Geno plays and is healthy, and assuming Seattle can at the very least cover a field goal at home against the Vikings, even though I know the Vikings have been better, give me the home dog. Game number 2, I'm also going to take another home dog. And I've been betting against the Eagles all year. Why not one more time? I've been losing. Give me the Commanders plus 3.5 over Philadelphia. I just think the Commanders are a dangerous team, division rival. At some point, you think the Eagles are maybe going to lose a game. They don't even have to lose. I'm getting 3.5 at home. So give me Washington to keep that game close, plus 3.5, nasty division rivalry. Maybe they send a little message to Philadelphia, even though I do think Philadelphia now clearly the best team in the NFC and maybe in all the NFL. Game number 3. I'm going down to Atlanta. The Dirty Birds are going to kick the snot out of the New York Giants. It's 8.5. It sounds like a lot. They are loaded with weapons. They're better on defense than people think. And Michael Penix making his debut is going to light up the Giants and also make them look bad in the process for passing him over when they had a need at QB. Everybody questioned the draft pick. You won't be questioning why Atlanta selected Penix after this one. Giants are DOA, dead team, walking dead on arrival. The Falcons are going to stomp them out, lay the 8.5 with confidence. Washington plus 3.5 at home over the Eagles. Seattle plus 3 over Minnesota at home. Atlanta at home minus 8.5 over the hapless Giants. Straight up, give me the Falcons and the Rams. C-Mac, what do you got?
Falcons and the Rams. I hope you're right, man. I hope you're right.
Yeah, see, Hop, what do you got?
Well, BT's got Atlanta and the Rams.
Yes, he's got the same thing. You're going Jets, aren't you? Come on, man.
It's not crazy.
Wait, the Rams?
It's not crazy.
Jets?
You think the Giants?
No, don't do it. Don't you do it.
I'm doing Jets.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
I'm not kidding. That would be the worst win in professional sports history.
Even I agree. I'm not a tanker, but at this point, it would be if they won.
Can you imagine going through this season?
No.
All of this losing, all of this, you know, the planes and all the nonsense, everything that started with the stupid Hard Knocks show, the whole bit, everything.
You don't have to worry
about Jones, all of it. And then they're picking eighth because they won this stupid game against the rookie quarterback. I won't be able to take it.
Yeah, not.
I won't be able to take it.
Now, they may cover. I wouldn't be shocked at that, although I would be surprised.
Right.
I would be shocked if they actually won this game. All right. That does it for the Perfect Parlay Pick segment, Week 16. Let's get back to the calls here. Christian Walker signing with the Astros. Yankees still working on their Plan B or C, 888-808-1019. We did get a text from BT. We called him out before when this was going down to see if he would, because I know how much he wanted Walker. 3 years at 60? Question mark, question mark, question mark. What a bleeping joke. When in the bleeping bleep is this bleep all about? Seething, BT says, seething as I sit in miserable traffic. So there you have it.
By
not
the way,
surprised.
By the way, loves that Plan B. BT is all over but this Plan B.
It's one thing we all have to come to agreement. We've moved on to Plan C.
No, it's still Plan B. It's just how good was Plan B. You like Plan B. You don't like Plan B. That's it. There's no Plan C.
When Plan A doesn't work, you move on to Plan B, right?
No, yeah, but this is their doing. They desperately tried to get Plan A. Plan A was taken away from them.
Right.
They chose not to do this. This is their choice Plan B.
Did they want Kyle Tucker?
Yeah, but I mean, okay, it popped up at the last second, but they chose not to give Luis Gil.
Who are the outfielders that the Yankees have pursued most this offseason?
Tucker and Luis Gil and Bellinger?
Outfielders.
I'm not Luis Gil. I'm sorry. Santander.
Well, Soto, obviously.
Well, I mean, of course.
Soto.
I'm sorry, yes.
The answer to me was Soto.
Yeah.
Tucker. Then Tucker.
Then Bellinger.
Correct. So A, B.
No, but that's ridiculous.
C.
No, I disagree.
I just thought maybe it's a fundamental difference.
It's Plan B and the levels of how good Plan B turned out. Because, I can't say Plan B sucks and then tell you about Plan C, D, and E.
I didn't say it sucks. I'm just saying their first option, so maybe we just get rid of the plans and say, okay, first option was Soto.
Yeah.
Second option was Tucker. Third option was Bellinger. In my mind, it was third option was Bellinger, Walker.
You're looking at it all wrong, necessarily. You're trying now. This is it. Ready? Plan A, Juan Soto, failed. Now it's sexy Plan B that makes you excited about this team. That was Tucker. Average Plan B, that you can be as good as last year and still compete in the American League, or, oh my God, Brian Cashman and Hal Steinbrenner continue to run this team into the ground Plan B. That's it.
By the way, there are
levels of Plan B.
Speaking of sexy, you happen to bring that term up. My wife did text me, and honey, I know you're very sexy, and I can't wait to get home and spend the holiday weekend with you.
Mm-hmm.
I got this text earlier. If you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app.
Yeah.
I happened to mention her age. You know, she had a birthday yesterday. Happy birthday. She usually doesn't listen.
Happened to catch you.
I got a text. I'm listening. You're going to get it. Now, I took that as...
That could be a positive.
Well, I know. It didn't hit until just now.
Yeah.
Sexting thing. I took that as you're going to be in big trouble. You're going to get it because I unveiled the age. But maybe it's like a good you're going to get it.
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
Evan's in here delivering Christmas presents. Did you hear about Christian Walker?
I heard.
Yeah. I hope you didn't get it at the same place you buy your clothing because
I wanted to decorate.
What the hell are you wearing?
Yeah, what
today?
Are you
wearing?
I'm wearing
a Brooklyn Nets
checkered Christmas sweater.
And a Jets.
It's got like
headband.
Snowflakes in the middle, an Argyle pattern at the bottom.
Hold on, get
and then with the
selfie.
Jets headband.
I want to decorate the studio. I know you use it.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So I have a new banner to hang.
Oh, here we go.
Marcus!
King Cohen.
Marcus, do we have the music? Cue the music.
Oh, my God.
The king's face. This would be much better if we were on TV and not just radio.
Or if it were in focus.
It's a big banner that has King Cohen's face on it with a crowd.
Or it's in focus.
There you go. Yes. It has happened. To the Raptors!
Yeah.
King Cohen has delivered on plan A!
Good thing you brought it in here without BTF. We might have some more resistance in C-Mac.
No, you're bringing it out of me. I'm trying not to be this guy.
All right.
It's pixelated as all can be, by the way.
Thank you very much.
It costs 20 bucks.
$20?
Look at that thing.
It's like the Yankees spending on Christian Walker. Come on.
It's a hideous orange background. Yeah. He looks like the head from Pee Wee Herman.
Oh, it's not endearing. But either way, it looks great to me. All right, let's get back to the phones. 888-808-1019. Mike is in Jersey City. What's up, Mike?
How you doing, Sal? Big fan.
Thank you, Mike.
So I just wanted to talk to you. You guys had Mike Francesa on a week ago.
Yes.
He said something that I couldn't agree with more. The worst thing the Yankees could do is go after aging right-handed power. Christian Walker would not be a good plan B, and we don't even know how serious Cashman was about signing him. There's other options that they could do, and they'd be better off just letting him go to Houston. You don't want aging right-handed power at Yankee Stadium. That doesn't work. We lost left-handed power. We got to replace him with left-handed power.
Fair. I mean, that's a good point. Thank
okay, you. How are you getting it?
Yeah, well, I mean, Carlos Santana is another option.
That's left-handed
power. Switch, right?
I mean, I guess.
I definitely don't want Goldschmidt. To me, that's a major. I understand why people are saying
for a one-year thing, it's the same to me as almost anything else.
Well, then it would be a platoon of Goldschmidt and Ben Rice.
Right.
I think Santana is just a better fit in Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, I don't disagree necessarily, but it's not that. If you told, like, what are the odds? If you said to me, what are the odds Bellinger has Goldschmidt has a far better season than Santana? Like, offensively, if you told me one of them was going to be revert back to who they were in their prime, I mean, at least his prime's an MVP, and that's a couple years ago. There's a chance that Goldschmidt is an impact player more than Santana.
I'm not expecting it, nor should I.
I'm just saying, I think there's a chance Paul Goldschmidt could be an impact player. Santana's going to be what he is, an average offensive player, good defensively.
Right, but the lefty bat, at least in my mind, and to the caller's point, and to what Mike said a week ago whenever he was on with us, same thing. Like, I just feel like a lefty. It's why I think Bellinger is going to be back to being better Bellinger.
We'll see.
Yeah, we will see.
I'm just saying, like, this is an aging right-handed power. He's an excellent defensive player, and he's 30. I know he's 33, 34. It's a three-year deal. All right.
No, it's not a long-term commitment.
It's not a long-term commitment. I'm just saying. I'm surprised.
Enjoy your holiday
weekend. Also, we got to talk about Juan Soto. Did an interview. The Yankees treated him just fine, and all the reports otherwise.
Who did he talk to?
We're I don't know. Talking Yanks put it out. I just got. I saw it and I put it on.
Then why did he leave?
Because they paid him more money. And he believes that Steve Cohen's going to go spend more money than Hal Steinbrenner.
And maybe he better get cooking too.
Maybe he sees this today. But again, who's your starting pitcher? Where's that starting pitching?
All right,
hang all the posters you want. You got to win rings, my friend.
Good job filling in today for BT.
It was a lot of fun. Thank you, guys.
I'll be back next Friday with the Francesa boys, Jack and Harrison. Enjoy your holidays. Thanks to Zoo. Thanks to Hop. Thanks to everybody who listens and calls. We appreciate each and every one of you. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. We'll see you next week. Evan Atiki, you're next.